High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Moore, Nebraska, home of the Southern Raiders in the Pioneer Conference Tournament Finals today and tonight. Here on Sunny 101.3, we got three games coming your way. A boys' third-place game and the girls' and the boys' championship matchups coming up later tonight here on Sunny. We have great games. We've got one out of the way already here today. Randy Gatula, it's been a good tournament so far.
Yes, it has, John, and good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone. We have one game in the books here already this afternoon in the girls' third-place consolation game. The Lord Central Catholic Knight girls defeated Diller O'Dell. The final 58-46, 58-46 the final, and the Lord Central Catholic Knights take third place in the girls' bracket. As John mentioned, coming up now, we've got the boys' third-place contest, Exeter Milligan Friend and Pawnee City. That will be followed by the girls' championship, which will involve Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, and then the boys' championship, Johnson Brock and Tri-County. John, a couple of other quick scores in college basketball this afternoon. The Peru State women defeated Central Methodist, the final in that one, 84-72, Peru State with the win. And at halftime, in the men's contest, the Peru State Bobcats are leading Central Methodist University 35-29. Bobcats are up by six. Those games being played this afternoon at the L. Wheeler Center in Peru.
The two teams are out warming up. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and tell you who's starting in this ball game between Pawnee City and EMF. We'll do that after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at four locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Runa Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Runa Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. John, let's take a look at the starters.
Today in the ballgame for the visiting Pawnee City Indians on the scoreboard is going to be 6 foot junior Drew Menningham. We'll go with 5'10" junior Anthony Kling, 5'10" sophomore Trey Kling, 5'9" junior Jet Farwell, and a senior about 6'5" or 6'6". A change student, Oscar Machini. Back in the semifinals the other night, it was Jet Farwell leading the way with 15, and Anthony Kling had a dozen for Pawnee City. For Coach Hadley Sikora, they're 9-8 going into today's contest. The Exeter Milligan Bobcats, coached by Brian Arp, now 11-7 on the season. They will go with 6-foot junior Mason Vossler, 6-1 senior Brecken Schluter, a 5-foot-11 junior Mikey Bartu, 6-foot-3 sophomore Zach Vossler, and 6-foot-4 freshman Grady Bresson, your starting five for the Bobcats. Still need to meet these lineups over the public address system. Derek Long from Beatrice. He's known to folks around Nebraska as the voice of Nebraska volleyball. He does the public address announcing at the Bob Devaney Center for all the Husker home volleyball games. He's serving as our PA announcer for these championship and third place games here in this Pioneer Conference tournament. John, we got basketball coming up next week. Looking ahead to what we have on the schedule on Tuesday, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish playing at Auburn. And also on Tuesday.
Wait a minute. No, we don't.
I'm in the wrong line.
You're in the wrong month.
I apologize. Let's get it right. On Tuesday, it'll be Fall City at Diller Odell. Thank you, John. That'll be on KTMC, and I'll have that one. John, you're going to have Mountain City at Rockport. That'll be coming up on Sunday on Tuesday night. Then on Thursday night of next week, you will have HTRS playing at Fall City. That game on KTMC. I'll be at Johnson Rock for what should be a really good matchup. The Freeman Falcons taking on Johnson Rock. That's coming up Thursday night, February 8th, on Sunny 101.3. I was only off a month.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, I know we'd like to maybe both go back in time a ways.
God, can you believe how close we're getting to sub-districts already?
10 days?
February 12th they start. We'll have sub-districts going.
Yeah, that's amazing already.
And we've got some good basketball teams in our part of the state. It'll be fun to see who can get the state this year.
Sacred girls and Johnson Rock girls will both get to host subs, it looks like, so that's always nice.
All right, we're set to get underway. Boys, third place consolation game here in the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament. It'll be the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend and the Pawnee City Indians with the first quarter. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Machini for Pawnee City jumps up against Vossler. The Indians control the tip Pawnee City basketball. They go left to right toward the north bucket here in the first half today. Machini with it. Passes off, gets the ball away now to Jet Farwell. Now right side, Trey Kling. Tried to drill between two defenders, had it naked away and stolen. Here comes Brecken Schluter up the floor. Pass inside. Too tall on the pass. It comes down, stolen by Anthony Kling. Anthony, free throw circle, stops, waits, looks, spins, throws it to the wrong team, and the Bobcats are on the run the other way. And Jet Farwell runs in, goes past the guy with the ball, who stopped his dribble, fell down, and gets called for traveling.
Grady Bresson's running back down the floor, shaking his head on that one, wondering
what happened.
Yeah.
And he got a floor burn on his knee out of all that, too. I bet that hurts. Here's Machini moving in, kicks it back out. Farwell thought about a long one, didn't. Dribbles in, gives it to Machini. Pawnee City, I think, hit their first three triples. Here's one on the way by Farwell, no good. Rebound on the right side, brought down by Bresson. They start off with three three-pointers here, third, and I don't know if they made another one after that or not. Had a lead at halftime and couldn't hang on in the semifinal. Schluter drives, shoots it, and scores it off the rim and then off the backboard. And it is 2-0, the lead to the Bobcats. Farwell up the front, off the left side, gets the ball around the perimeter, down to the left side, Anthony Kling. Drilling back toward the top, starts into the free throw circle, passes off to Farwell, left side. At the elbow, drives into the paint, floats it up, right hand up, and good for Jen Farwell. And we're tied at 2 here in the first minute and a half of our ball game at Wymore today. Pioneer Conference, third place action, man-to-man defense put on here by Pawnee City in the early going. Take the ball to Bresson on the right side. He'll hand the ball off to Vossler. That's Mason Vossler, the guard. He'll come across to Zach Vossler and back to Mason. He'll back up toward the midcourt line. Keeps the dribble, looking to get the offense set here. They've got three guys lined up, kind of down on the baseline. Now they move up to a 1-4 high. And now take it inside, back and in. Zach Vossler kicks it back out. Schluter for three from the left corner on the rim. No. Rebound thrown off of Pawnee City.
Yeah.
Apparently went back in the box.
Yeah, what happened there was Vossler tipped the ball back off of Machini, but after it hit Machini, Vossler touched it again when he was out of bounds. Great effort. It just didn't work out for him.
All right, it will be Farwell up the floor, going to the right side with the ball now to Anthony Kling. To Trey Kling around to Menningen. Menningen back to the top, and it's Farwell working the left side. Goes in, shot rejected by Vossler. Ahead and the pass from Schluter over to Mason Vossler. Off his hand, out of bounds.
Boy,
the baseline.
Bobcats had a great fast break going there. They just couldn't connect on the final pass to Mason Vossler. The ball goes harmlessly out of bounds.
At 11-7, you kind of get the feeling this is a pretty darn good basketball team. It just can't get everything put right together. There's a foul at the other end on a shot by the Bobcats.
That was going to be on Greeny Bresson. On Bresson, it'll be his first personal team foul, number one, on the Bobcats.
Machini at the line for the first time. As we get set for our first gifters of the day, it's on the way up, and it's good. Pawnee City up 3-2 here.
Spencer Ebersbacher checks into the lineup. Ebersbacher onto the floor now for the Bobcats.
And now, Machini cleaning off the bottom of his shoes, gets the ball ready, fires, it's up, it's on the rim, it crawls in, and the Indians of Pawnee City lead it 4-2. To the front court, off the right side with the basketball now, Mikey Bartu. The right in the corner, Zach Vossler back out to the top, Mason Vossler inside out, three-pointer on the way up, short or too long, no good by Zach Vossler. Pawnee City rebound, and it's Farwell on the run the other way, off the glass, no, and a rebound brought down by Zach Vossler. Here we get it away to Schluter up the front on the left side, all the way in, stop, nearly traveled, got the ball caught on his hip. Gets it away to a teammate, and now Mikey Bartu out top against that man-to-man defense with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. To the top, Mason Vossler sets the offense. Right side, Schluter. Pass to the right baseline. He looks, holds, and he's called for traveling on the inside as they get in there to Zach Vossler.
Vossler, a 6'3 sophomore, got trapped down there on the baseline and just moved that pivot foot. Pawnee City up by 2 now, 4-2 with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first period.
To the front court with the basketball comes Jet Farwell, junior, off the right side, Machini, back out top, and it's Anthony Kling for three. It's short, no good. The rebound falls off the front edge to Bartu. He'll come up across the midcourt stripe, give it to Schluter. Left side free throw line, his pass tipped and stolen. Here comes Farwell again. Boy, he's been in the middle of the action. He'll dribble, he'll keep it to the top of the circle. Gives it down low. Trey Kling off the rim or off the backboard. It won't go. Frustration. He goes in and gives a little push to the guy that got the rebound. Picks up the foul.
Now, frustration foul there for Trey Kling. On Trey, that is his first personal, first team foul on the Pawnee City Indians. John, what I've noticed that's different this year, last year it seemed like Farwell and Kling were driving the lane constantly. This year they seem to be taking a lot more shots from the outside.
Well, if you're far enough out, they count more. Turnaround jumper by Schluter is up and good, and we're tied at 4. Be it good or bad, they don't go in as often from out there, though. All right, is Machini for 3 from the right side. Front rim, no. Rebound comes down. Mason Vossler. Vossler will bring the ball ahead to Schluter as Bobcats getting set to check in and a new Pawnee City player in the next break. Schluter working against Machini, pass through traffic, get it out on the right side to Bartu. And now back will come to Spencer Ebersbacher. Ebersbacher at the high post, got a little shove from Farwell, comes down to the basketball. Out it goes on the right side again to Schluter. Lob inside, too far, Pawnee City with a steal. Coming down with it, Anthony Kling, and he fires the ball ahead up the floor. Too far for Machini.
Subs into the ball game for Pawnee City. Justin Pierce on the floor. Trey Martini also into the game. Subbing in for the Bobcats are Tyler Dew and Grady Bresson, who started the game, is back on the floor.
The ball comes in, and it'll be Tyler Dew to bring it up the floor. The senior will push it forward with the pass. Now to Schluter again. Pawnee City looks like they made the zone up here. Three ball for Schluter, and he rattles it home. Schluter has all 7 points for the Bobcats. They have their first lead of the ball game. Right side now, Pawnee City in the hand of Trey Martini. Pat taken away. Schluter going in, stops off the glass. No. Defense made him stop. Rebound to the Bobcats by Mason Vossler. His putback attempt. He is fouled by Pawnee City.
Foul is going to be called on Anthony Kling. On Kling, that is his first personal, second team foul
on the Indians. It will be a shooting foul with Mason Vossler at the line.
Vossler Jr. getting set. Fires. It's up. It's off the back iron. No good. He'll get another one here. Somebody come in? Oh, no, he's coming in for the shooter. Okay. All right, one more free throw coming up for Mason Vossler. If he makes it, he'll come out. It's up. He goes around the rim. No good. But we got a lane violation. He's going to get another one.
It's a little bit over-anxious there with Oscar Machini.
Darn referees are watching everything, aren't they?
Yeah, they do that.
It's a third one on the way, and he renders the collar. 0 for 3. The ball's out of bounds. The officials look at each other. And it's going to be Pawnee City basketball.
Into the game now for the Bobcats comes Draven Payne. Payne, a 5'11 senior, checks in to replace Mason Vossler.
Mason says, sure, I knew if I missed all three, they wouldn't take me out. All right, Pawnee inbounds the basketball, and it's going to be Jet Farwell to the front. Pass off the right side there for Martini. To the middle of the floor between the circles now, Justin Pierce. Machini inside to Kling off the board. Up and good. Anthony Kling, a little drop step. And it's a one-point lead now for the Bobcats as Pawnee cuts it to 7-6. Front court with the ball. Payne holds it back to Schluter over to the right sideline to Dew. He'll hold and he'll come back to the middle. Payne with it. Out top. Machini out there reached in. That's not a good play. It's 6-6 and you're out on that point like that. Keep your hands to yourself out there. They can't do much damage. Three ball up and good. Schluter already with 10 points, a couple of triples, and it's a four-point lead for the folks from Exeter Milligan Friend. We got another foul in the front court.
Grady Bresson on the reach in on Grady. That's his second personal team foul number two. Bresson will set out, and checking in to replace him comes Christian Conley. Conley on the floor now for the Bobcats.
Pawnee City will bring into the game now Darius Anderson.
John, we want to welcome all of our listeners out in the Exeter Milligan Friend area listening in at mscsports.net. We provided the web address to all the folks out in that school system, and we're happy to have you tuned into the broadcast.
Farwell gets in, Martini with it, out of Machini on the right wing. Holds the basketball, comes back to Martini, dribbles into the paint, pass down low, taken away, another Pawnee City turnover, throw it up the floor to Payne. Fake the shot, passes it back, and now with the basketball, the Bobcats will fire a three, and it's good. Christian Conley with the triple, and now it's a 7-point lead, 13-6 for EMF. Up the floor. Farwell down the lane with the right hand on the left side. It's up and it's good. You're right, Randy. Why would you go away from that? Because it's very successful.
That's what we're used to seeing from Farwell.
Pawnee tried to trap in midcourt. Didn't work. The ball forward now. Left side, Conley. And a reach-in foul this time on Pawnee.
Anthony Kling, his second personal. Team foul number three on the Indians. Back into the ballgame comes Brecken Schluter. Schluter in now replacing Raymond Payne for Exeter Milligan Friend.
47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Schluter already with 10 points in the game. Looks to the left baseline and double team down there in that corner is going to be Ebersbacher. Gets it out of there and now over to the right side and a pass too tall. Caught a young lady standing in the doorway. Pretty quick reaction down there.
Kelly Murphy with a great catch in the doorway over there.
Standing there not really paying attention. Sometimes you get one right in the nose. That did well.
Mentioning the Murphys, we want to thank Jeff Murphy for the fine hospitality here at Wymore Southern.
Trey Martini to the front with a dribble. Picked it up, gives it off to Machini into the paint. Elevates, and I think they got a piece of that one. Short on the shot, rebound down, and a held ball will go to EMF with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. 5-point lead for the Bobcats. They'll try to add to it here before the end of this first period. First of three today, and here comes Schluter walking it up the floor through the circle. Machine will pick him up there, pass off to the near side to Conley. Holding it with 8 seconds on the clock. Pass taken away. Throw it ahead to Machini on the run. Up off the glass. It's good. Machini with his first field goal, and that ends our first quarter. Exeter Milligan Freeman. There you go. I told you I didn't do that. Exeter Milligan Friend with 13. Pawnee City with 10. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Southern High School. We get set to move into the second quarter. 13-10 right now. The Pawnee City Indians trailing. Exeter Milligan Friend. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Jet Farwell to the left side. Anthony Kling with it. Anthony into Trey Kling at the free throw line. Anthony Kling long two from the left wing is up and off no good. Machini rebound. Follow shot. Lay in. It won't go. And the rebound follow put back up again by Anthony Kling. It won't go. And Pawnee City comes away 0 for 4.
Are the backboards tilted to the side here?
I'm not sure.
I've never seen so many inside shots we've seen the last 2 days of action.
Four scoring opportunities there for Pawnee City, and they wouldn't drop. Here's a pass that's deflected away, knocked over by Drew Menega. It comes out of bounds here in front of the scorer's table, and it'll stay with the Bobcats. Mikey Bartu will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table near midcourt in forecourt on the side. Bartu now does get it lobbed in, tosses it into Vossler. That's Mason Vossler. Top of the key to the left side, Brecken Sluter. Sluter had a big first quarter with 10 points for the Bobcats. A cross-court pass, handling it again is Mason Bossler. Top of the key, three is up and off, no good. Put up by Mikey Bartu, and the rebound to Pawnee City. Here comes Jet Farwell, a spin move in the paint. Had the ball knocked loose, kicks it over to Menega on the left wing. To Farwell underneath, Oscar Machini under the basket. Machini goes up, a little short shot up, and good. He wasn't going to miss that one, John.
No. See a little more effort to get the ball to Machini than we saw here Thursday. He only had the 3 points.
13-12. It's a one-point lead now for the Bobcats. EMF with the basketball. Inside the paint, fall-away shot up and off, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Trey Kling. Outlet pass to Menega to Jet Farwell. Here comes Farwell all the way into the lane, driving, laying up, got it, wait a minute. They're going to say the foul came on the floor.
Before the shot.
Boy, he got the basket to fall, too.
Fouls on Mikey Barker. His first and the first foul of the second quarter on the Bobcats.
Not even a shooting foul that came on the floor. So inbounding the pass for Pawnee City, Drew Menega. Baseline right side of the basket. Menega lobs it up top to Jet Farwell. Back to Menega in the corner. On the left side, now out on the left elbow, Anthony Kling. Kling feeds it inside Jet Farwell, who brings it back out between the rings to the top of the circle. 13-12, Pawnee City down by one here. 6:18 to play in this second quarter. Here's a steal, pushing it down for the Bobcats, all the way to the other end for an underhanded scoop shot up and good. That was Mason Vossler, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Vossler,
a terrific shot.
Underhanded scoop shot underneath the defender's arm and flipped it in there to give the Bobcats a three-point advantage once again at 15-12. 5:56 to play here in the first half. This is Jet Farwell with the dribble to the left wing. Anthony Kling back up top. It comes to Farwell between the rings to Machini on the right side. Now underneath, looking in for Trey Kling. The ball is away. A whistle and a foul. And boy, going down hard with the basketball was Brecken Sluter.
They call it on Drew Menning, his first team foul, number one of the quarter on Pawnee City.
5:43 to play in the first half. 15-12. The lead is three for Exeter Milligan Friend as Mason Vossler brings the ball across the timeline to set the offense here. Man-to-man defense by Pawnee City on the right wing. Mikey Bartu handles the ball, goes inside with it, around to the left elbow. Sluter penetrating, driving layup. Sluter couldn't get the shot, but a whistle and a foul. Are they going to say this one was on the floor? Let's
no,
see.
He's going to shoot two. Foul on Pawnee City's Trey Kling. That's his second foul and the second foul of the quarter on Pawnee City.
Brecken Sluter at the free throw line to shoot two shots. The Bobcats are 0 for 2 from the line so far this evening. He's got that one. They're now 1 for 3.
Brecken Suter, 11 points already in the ballgame, 11 of the 16 points for the Bobcats.
Darius Anderson and Trey Martini back in for Pawnee City. Machini sits down along with Trey Kling.
At the free throw line for his second shot is Brecken Suter, trying to give his team a five-point lead, and he does. The Bobcats up by five once again, equaling their biggest lead of the ballgame, 17-12. Here comes Jeff Barwell down in a hurry, wants to set something up. It was a pass up to Trey Martini. He can't get inside the lane. Martini goes to the corner with it. Inside the paint, moving through the driving, laying up and good, put in by Darius Anderson. Anderson just came off the bench. Didn't take him long to find the scoring line here.
Heck of a move.
17-14. The lead cut back to three by the Bobcats with 5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Pioneer Conference third place consolation boys game. We're at Southern High School in Wymore. Brecken Suter feeds underneath, shot off the glass, up and good. Zach Bosford with his first bucket. Nice assist there from Suter. 19-14. The lead is back to five once again. Jet Farwell off to Anthony Kling, left wing. With the basketball now is Trey Martini. Oh, Martini with a beautiful feed underneath to Darius Anderson. Anderson with back-to-back nice moves and baskets. Pulled Pawnee City back within three. Darius Anderson. Anderson came off the bench with a hot hand here. 19-16 your score. 4:19 to go. Dribbling inside the paint. Shot is forced up. Try for tip in. Doesn't go. Whistle and a foul going to be called on the Indians.
Mikey Bartu headed for the line. The foul on Darius Anderson. His first, third of the quarter on Pawnee City.
Mikey Bartu at the line. He has not scored yet this evening. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. 4:16 to go first half. 19-16. Bobcats up by three. The first shot for Bartu is up and off. No good. There's Chase Paulson into the lineup now for EMF. Ready for his second shot is Mikey Bartu. Second free throw on the way. This one is good. That one went right down the center of the pipe there. 20-16. The lead is four for the Bobcats. Chet Farwell across the midcourt line. Passes to Trey Martini. Bounce pass back to Farwell. He wants to penetrate. Bobcats will not let him. Oh, there's another bad pass. Tipped away and stolen. The steal the other way. Suter. Suter feeds it inside to Bartu, back to the top of the circle. Ebersbacher handles the basketball. He'll kick it out onto the right wing. That's Mason Bossler with the basketball. There's a steal and the breakaway. Driving lay-in. Martini can't get it. And the ball safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in and coming up with it is EMF. And boy, how many of those are they going to miss tonight?
Too many.
Uncontested lay-in and he couldn't get it to fall. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Farwell with the rebound. Farwell. That was clean. Now to Farwell for a little floater in the paint. Up and good. Jet Farwell's got 6 points, and it's 20-18. Pawnee City back within two with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Near the midcourt line, Brecken Suter has to chase the ball down. Down to Bossler in the corner, inside the paint. Suter for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Bobcats back to Suter. Thought about it again. Puts it in Ebersbacher in the paint. Ebersbacher feeds to the corner. Handling the ball down there is Bossler, Mason Bossler. His short shot is up and short. And the rebound coming down to Pawnee City. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bobcats. Probably Ebersbacher.
Ebersbacher ran through and over a Pawnee City Indian to pick up his first foul of the ball game, second foul of the quarter on the Bobcats to BMF.
Under 3 minutes to play here now in the first half. Into the ball game for Pawnee City. Oscar Machini back onto the floor. 20-18 your score. Indians down by two. The clock shows 2:55 to play here in the second quarter. It's Jet Farwell down court with the ball to Martini into the corner, left side, down deep in the corner. That's Anthony Kling with it. Back up top, Martini. Oh, Martini tried to force one inside looking for Machini. A bad pass easily stolen away there with the Bobcats. You just can't throw through that many defenders, John.
No.
Left wing with the ball. This is Tyler Dew. Oh, they tried to put it underneath. The ball goes out of bounds. Apparently, Pawnee City did not get a hand on that. I thought maybe they did there for a moment. It goes out of bounds. It'll be the Indians basketball. 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. 20-18. Indians with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Jet Farwell crosses the timeline to the left elbow. Darius Anderson back. It comes to Farwell. And a whistle and a foul.
And a moving screen on Pawnee City.
Oh, my.
Trey Martini was trying to set that screen. Defender moved, and he followed him with his arms out.
Back into the ballgame now for Exeter Milligan. Friend comes Grady Bresson.
pressing back onto the floor. He started. He's a 6'4" freshman. Big kid.
Got two fouls already.
Yeah. All right. 2:15 to go here now in this first half. Still 20-18. Bobcats by two. A cross-court pass comes to Tyler Dew on the near side. He's double-teamed and trapped. Got rid of the basketball to Mikey Bartu. Bartu puts it inside. Preston, the freshman, kicks it back to Bartu. Driving lay-in up off the rim. Doesn't go. Preston with the rebound under the basket. Comes to the left side. Brecken Schluter. And now a whistle and a foul inside is going to go on Pawnee City.
Machini came around and tried to slap the ball from the backside. And it may have been as much as how it looked is what really happened.
And that's the 15th foul of the quarter, which means we're going to send Brecken Schluter to the line. Schluter has made 2 out of 2 from the line so far this evening. First free throw is up. It's good. He's now 3 out of 3, and I have him with 13 points, Sean.
Yes.
13 of their 21 scored here by Brett Kinsluter. In fact, he had their first 10. Second free throw is up, and it's good also. Got them both. Pushes the lead back to 4 now for the Bobcats with just under 2 minutes to play in the first half. A minute 48. The clock is running as Jet Farwell works it across the timeline for the pass to the left side. Anthony Kling to Martini. Martini almost lost a handle on it. Takes it in for a little alley-oop shot up and good. Sweet move by Trey Martini to get that one to drop. Back to a two-point ball game, 22-20. A minute 29 to go. Ball is tipped out of bounds and touched last by Kling, apparently. And,
yeah,
Kling touched it.
He got it knocked away and went off his foot.
All right. Bobcats will have the basketball. Inbounding it to Tyler Dew, picked up by Oscar Machini in the man-to-man defense to the right elbow. Have they gone back to a zone now?
I really think they're zoned up, Randy.
Keep crossing it up on me here. A cross-court pass to Schluter. A long three. Schluter off the rim. No, and the rebound to Pawnee City. Great job getting that board by Trey Martini. Outlet pass to Farwell. Across it comes Anthony Kling driving in. Floater, Kling, up, got it. That was a sweet move on the baseline for Anthony Kling. All tied at 22 apiece, under a minute to go here in the first half. 51 seconds showing on the clock. Moving with the ball, the Bobcats go to the corner. Zach Bossler brings it back to the top of the circle. Tyler Dew. Dew gives to Schluter. Now a fall-away shot on the right side, up and good. Put in by Grady Bresson, the freshman's first 2 points. And it's 24-22. Coach Hadley Sikora up, signaling his players, we're going to play for one shot here. 28 seconds to go in the first half. A cross-court pass, Martini. Martini penetrates in. Oh, he couldn't pass that one up. Martini with an excellent pass. Gave it to Darius Anderson for the short two. Ties it up with 24-24 all. 13 seconds to go here in this first half. From the corner, thinking about the three. Now the ball is deflected away, grabbed up by Bresson. Bresson tied up, gets it back to the corner again. Top of the key, long three on the way, got it. What a deal. Tyler Dew hits the three from the top of the key at the buzzer. And the Exeter Milligan friend Bobcats have to feel very fortunate, John, to be going to the locker room with a three-point advantage on that last-second buzzer beater. Makes it 27-24, our halftime score. We're going to step aside now for a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap. That'll be coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College, right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class
Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half for Pawnee City today, they are led by three players in scoring. Oscar Machini, Jed Farwell, and Darius Anderson with 6 points apiece. In that first half, four for Anthony Kling and a pair for Trey Martini, the Pawnee City Indians. Two for two at the line in the first half. Have Anthony Kling and Trey Kling, each with two fouls in the first half for Pawnee. Nobody else with more than one. For the Exeter Milligan friend Bobcats in the first half, they are led by Brecken Schluter. He's got 14 in the first half. As I said, he made the first 10 points of the game on couple of twos and a couple of threes. They made four for four at the line in the second quarter. It's three each for Christian Conley and Tyler Dew, and two for Mason Vossler, Zach Vossler, and Grady Bresson. Grady Bresson, two fouls in the first half. The Bobcats went 5 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half of the ballgame here for third place in the Boys Pioneer Conference Tournament.
27-24, our halftime score. Coming up after this game, we'll have the Girls Championship. Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart. Our nightcap tonight will be the Boys Championship game, and that will be Johnson Brock facing Tri-County. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 Studios for a couple of minutes of important information, followed by a local weather forecast update for you. Another 2 minutes after that, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those sledding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Fallinghuber with your weather for the tri-state area. Flood wet weather continuing to occur all weekend as rain moves into the area and continues for our Sunday. We will see sunshine returning early next week with our temperatures remaining well above average. Showers, cloud cover in mid-50s. For your Saturday, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Showers continue tonight, 42 degrees. For your low, we'll still have breezy easterly winds. Sunday rain showers, cloud cover will be cooler in the upper 40s, but still above that average high, which is 42. Northeast winds gusting over 20. For Monday, we will see plenty of sunshine as our high temperatures warm to 52 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Fallinghuber on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Wymore Southern High School. It's halftime. The Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats leading the Pawnee City Indians 27-24 here in this boys' third-place consolation game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Our presenting sponsor for this evening's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. And John, we're very proud to be providing exclusive radio coverage of this year's Pioneer Conference Tournament here at Southern High School. As we move into the third quarter, it's going to be the Bobcats basketball. And again, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The Central Nebraska turn also going on, finished up today in a fifth-place game. Johnson County Central boys beat Meade 51-48 today. That was actually a third-place game, 51-48, JCC with a win today. All right, here we go, Bobcat basketball in the front court. They go left to right toward the north end here in the second half. Schluter into the paint, cut off, gets the ball away to the right side, off there to Bresson. Bresson back to Schluter, had the hot hand in the first half, 14 points. And a lob in, hit the net. It gets through and down to Bresson. He turns around and puts it up and in. Brady Bresson, just a freshman. Nice job getting the ball controlled, and it puts the team up by five.
I kind of felt like this first basket of the next this half was going to be pretty important here.
Pawnee City, it goes off the foot of Jet Farwell. Picked up by the Bobcats. They run the other way. We got a foul before a shot goes in. A block on Pawnee City. I'm afraid... Yeah, oh no. Well, it's going to be on Trey Kling. On Trey, that is his third personal team foul number one of the quarter. thought it was going to be on Anthony Kling. Inbounded off the baseline, shot up, shot down, and a foul on Pawnee City.
Zach Bossler got the basket. He'll be going to the line for the and one.
Machini with his second foul of the quarter already on Pawnee City. We've only played 48 seconds.
Endon's not off to a good start here. All of a sudden, down by seven, possibly more with his free throw. Shot is damn good for Zach Bossler. Bossler completes a three-point play, and the lead is suddenly eight. With less than a minute into this quarter, Pawnee City needs a basket on this possession.
Handle the ball out top. Now come over to Anthony Kling for three. It's up. It's no good. It hits the rim. Ball's over the backboard, out of bounds, and it'll be Bobcat basketball once again. Oh, one-man pressure here by Manninga for Pawnee City. Schluter up the front, leaves it off the left side for Vossler. That's Mason Vossler. Pawnee City trying to set some traps here, and the ball is tipped, but it gets through to Schluter. Back over Mason Vossler. He'll go left side wing and right back to him. Pass to the paint. Turn around to the lane. Up, no good by this time by Zach Vossler. Trey Kling with the rebound. Ahead, Anthony Kling. Big step up, short on the shot. Loose ball rebound. Bounces its way off players. Back out to Machini on the right sideline. Now it goes to Menninga. Drew will hold it. Pass it off. We'll move the ball around. Out top, Farwell plays catch against a zone here by the Bobcats. Pawnee capable of knocking down threes. They've not taken many here today. They get ready, Menninga it to the top again with the basketball. Holding it is Jet Farwell. He looks. Menninga will load up a triple and off the front, no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Vossler, and he gets away to a teammate. And traveling, call the Schluter. Heads up the floor.
Kind of a lucky break there for Pawnee City. Down by eight, just 2 minutes into this quarter, and here were the Bobcats coming down the floor.
Menninga inbounding from the baseline, looks, gets it in and off the glass. A quick, nice little play. Anthony Clay with his second hoop or third hoop, and now it's 32-26. Come the other way, Bobcat basketball on the right side. Schluter, cross court, Mason Vossler. Back to Schluter. He's open. He's going to dribble into the paint, shoot it, and score it again. 16 for him, his first field goal since the first quarter. Lead back up to 8, matching the biggest lead of the game. Now for the Bobcats. Take the ball to the top, and now it's going to be in the hand of Anthony Kling to Farwell. Back to Kling. In the corner, Menninga. He'll lob it back out top. Holding the ball out there, Farwell. Farwell ascend to the top of the key, would like to attack, but there's really no room to go. He'll go over to Menninga, dribbles around. No, it was Machini, rather. Now it'll be Kling in the paint. Little shot put over the front edge. Good for Anthony Kling. He's got 8, and the lead is down to 6 again, 34-28. Lob to the middle, nobody there except Trey Kling in the black jersey. Pawnee City on the run. Anthony Kling all the way to the hole. Short, but a follow by Menninga. We get a whistle, we get a foul. I think it'll be on the first shot.
Foul is going to be called on Brecken Schluter. On Schluter, that's his first personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Bobcats.
Anthony Kling at the line to shoot the pair. His first attempts for free ones tonight. He'll set, fire, it's up. It rattles off, no good. He'll get another one.
Into the ballgame now for Pawnee City. Trey Martini checks into the lineup. Martini in for Drew Menninga.
So Anthony Kling ready at the line once again. Sets. On the way up and switch that one. Oh, he's one out of two. And the lead is at 5. The Bobcats of Exeter Milligan. And so there's a steal by Kling. And Anthony Kling will roll in a layup at the other end. And double figures the 11. And EMF calls timeout, down up by 3. We're back after this 1:30 timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Posen superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Oh,
Meanwhile, John Anthony Kling has scored 7 points for the Indians here in the last minute and a half of play. Pawnee City found themselves trailing 32-24, and now they've closed back within three. 34-31, they're down. Bobcats have the basketball. 4:37 to go here in the third.
You know, it seems in this game, the team that takes care of the ball for a while gets a little lead or has a little run, and then their team has a little trouble hanging on to it. All right, Schluter in traffic, in the lane, throws it up. No, but another Pawnee City foul. And that's going to be a number four, I believe, on Trey Kling.
Yes, Trey Kling with his fourth personal. This is a third team foul of the period on the Indians.
Not the guy you want to foul either. Schluter, 4 for 4 at the line.
Nice job.
4 for 5. I do what I can, you know. Try to help the area team out a little bit if you can once in a while.
Well, I'll mention here that he's made 4 out of 5 so far.
Terrius Anderson back in for Pawnee City here. Free throw up and good. So that makes 17 points now for Schluter. 35-31, a 4-point lead for the Bobcats. Anthony Kling to the top, and now Farwell down the left lane, stops, leaves it back now to Martini. He'll go to Farwell again. Little 2-3 zone here. Inside Machini, high over the defense, up, no good. Rebound grabbed off the deck by Grady Bresson. Bresson to Schluter on the right side, leaves it back. Martini might have got away with a little contact there. Out on the left side, head and shoulder fake, and a drive in. Lots of contact. The man trapped for the Bobcats down in the corner there was due. He got away from it and now gets the ball back out to Schluter at the 3:42 mark of the third quarter. Schluter over the fall left side to Bartu back down in that corner. It's not a good place to go with the ball. Pawnee City's dog in that corner pretty hard on defense. Into the post and now back out Schluter for three. He got it again. He's got 20 in the ballgame now. The lead is back up to 7 for the Bobcats. To the front court now. Give it to Farwell. Left side, Anthony Kling. Dribbles up. They double him. Gets it away. Farwell back out to Martini. Thought about a triple. Didn't. Dribbles down into the paint. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Machini with the ball to Kling for three. Off the mark. Too strong. He runs down his own rebound. Goes baseline. Throws out top to Martini. And he's looking for help. He can dribble. Now it gets away, and now Machini with one dribble. And that's going to be a pass in. He saved it, did Martini. Got it to Farwell. He leans in on an offensive blocking foul against the defense here on the Bobcats.
Zach Vossler is going to be called for the personal on Vossler. That is his first personal, second team foul of the period on EMF.
That foul kind of saved Pawnee City's bacon right there. They were a little out of control. Down by 7. Menning it in. Machini out for the Pawnee City Indians now. Inbounding from the baseline is Farwell. He's looking for a cutter. He goes to Martini, left block, and the Martini right block, and he's able to put it up and in. 2 hoops now for Martini. The lead is 5. To the front, the Bobcats in the midcourt circle off of Schluter. Into the middle. Throws underneath there. Tough catch made by Duke. Gets it away out there to Bartu. Ball in the air. Loose ball off the referee. He was out of bounds.
Yeah, great effort over there by Drew Menega. Menega grabbed the ball and got it to go, tossed it back in off the foot of one of the Bobcats.
2:20 left in quarter number 3. Extra Milk in front up 38-33. Now a little full court pressure here. And up the floor of the basketball, breaking it easily this time, will be Martini. He'll come to the front. Now he'll come cross for Anthony Kling. Looking to move left, can't. He'll go out top. Farwell, triple, too strong, too flat. Rebound comes down in the hands of Eberspacher's back in there. And now it's up the floor the other way. And a pass or shot, I'm not sure which, blocked out of bounds by the Indians.
Here's Christian Conley back onto the floor for the Bobcats. Conley replacing Mikey Bartu.
Minute 59 left in the third. The lead is 5, and they lob it into the middle. Catching, shooting it short, no good. Didn't hit anything with Zach Vossler. Here come the Indians. Farwell to the front. Anthony Kling spins in against the defense and draws another Bobcat foul.
Foul is going to be called on Spencer Eberspacher. On Eberspacher, his second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Bobcats.
They don't have 25.
It was on Ebersbacher.
All right, Ebersbacher second. Free throw for Kling is up and good. Anthony Kling now with 12.
Grady Bresson, the freshman, back into the lineup now for the Bobcats.
One more free throw coming here for Anthony Kling. It's on the way up. We got a lane violation. And it's on Pawnee City. I know I saw a guy in white moving, but the official saw somebody in a black jersey.
He was drawn offsides.
Must have been. Up the floor with a minute 45 to go in the third is the Bobcats. The free throw line. Schluter fires, no good. Tip up, no good. Farwell brings it down and on the run the other way for the Indians. Top of the key, down he goes. Floats it up, won't go. Whistle, and he's on the floor. Another foul on the Bobcats.
See, this one's going to be on here. Foul going to be called on Spencer Ebersbacher, his third personal, team foul number four. John, the Pawnee City has fallen behind by seven on three different occasions, but they just keep hanging around. In fact, they were down by eight at one point, 32-24. Keep hanging around. Now a chance to close here even closer.
Farwell's free throw is up, short, no good. His first trip to the line tonight has 6 points.
Down by four right now are the Indians, 38-34. Farwell trying to get them back within three. If they can't get closer than three, it doesn't seem like.
Mason and Zach Voss are back in for the Bobcats. Free throw is up and good. And the lead is 38-35. To the front court with the basketball now, Mason Vossler. Pass the ball back to the top, now in the hand of Christian Conley. Off to Schluter, works his way in around the defense and puts it up and in. He's got 22. Quickly, Farwell the other way, double team. He backs out with a dribble with a minute 10 to play here in the third quarter. Anthony Kling with the basketball. Dribbles off to Farwell again, right side Martini. Looking across the court, he'll leave it Meningus. And now Farwell moving left, stops, pulls up underneath Meningus. Came down and must have hit the end line with his foot out of bounds. It'll be Bobcat ball with a minute to go.
Boy, Farwell had the right idea there, getting Menick on that baseline.
Coming up the floor with the basketball to the front court now is Christian Conley. Right side Schluter. That's always the best move they've got. A lob to the top, inside, taken away. Here comes Anthony Kling ahead to Farwell. Reverse layup. He hit the top of the board. And the rebound, we've got a foul going to be called, I'm sure, on Darius Anderson. No.
Foul's going to be on Anthony Kling, I believe. On Kling, that's his third personal. Team foul number four now on the Indians.
He must have been farther inside and bumped him. The lead is five right now for the Bobcats with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Quickly up the floor ahead now to Gary Bresson. And another foul on Pawnee City.
Drew Menega called for this one, John. That's the 15th foul. We're going to go to the line with Grady Bresson, the freshman. He's not been to the line yet tonight.
Lead is five with 36.7 seconds left here in the third. He sets. He fires. It's up. It's good. 41-35. Lead to the Bobcats. I have another one here. Up and rattled it home. Up by seven. Pawnee City to the front court. 42-35, they trail. Anthony Kling with it. Skip it over to Martini. Looking, dribbling, into the paint. Leaves it back now for Farwell. He'll head to the paint. Double team, gets it away to Kling on the left side. Free throw line extended past the three-point line. Now back to Farwell, over to Martini on the right side, 12 on the clock. He drives, shoots, foul, will go to the line.
Foul's going to be called on Mason Vossler. On Vossler, his first personal, team foul number five.
Martini head of the line for the first time, has 4 points in the ball game so far. He is a senior. He sets and no. Too strong on the free throw effort. Our team will get another one here.
Not happy with that free throw attempt, I'm sure. The sign does say it's the Brickyard here.
Yeah. Been a lot of that the last couple of days. Free throw up, and that one hit the same spot.
battle for the rebound. It's knocked away by Minigan. Controlled by the Bobcats. Four on the clock. Still in the backcourt. Throw it forward. And before the buzzer, three-pointer no good. After three, 42-35. EMF with the lead over Pawnee City. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. We are going to the fourth quarter. Exeter Milligan Friend 42, Pawnee City 35. The boys' third place game here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Our first of three games, a championship game, is getting ready to tip it off next here tonight. Randy, quarter number four, Pawnee City down seven. Let's see what happens.
All right, 24 minutes down, eight to play. Let's see what the Indians can do. Pawnee City will have the first possession of the basketball. Jeff Farwell comes to Oscar Machini on the left wing. Now Trey Martini has the ball on the right elbow. Back up top to Farwell. Passing the ball around outside the zone defense. There's a long three. Up and good. Nailing the three from out on the right wing. Anthony Kling. How many has he got now, John?
15.
All right. Kling pulls him back within four once again. 38-42. They trail by four. Here's a long three from the other direction. Up and off for the Bobcats. Rebound put back underneath. Up and off. No good. Ball fought for. Rebound put back up again. And scoring it is Zach Vosler. He just hung with it under the basket. It took two or three shots, but he got it down. Kling nearly loses the ball out of bounds. Yes, he does. He steps on the baseline, and it'll be the Bobcats basketball. 44-38, the lead is six for Exeter Milligan Friend with 7:12 to go in the fourth quarter of this boys' third-place consolation game, Pioneer Conference Tournament. Down court in a hurry comes Mikey Bartu. He feeds it to the corner, open look three, baseline right side off, no good. Rebound Jet Farwell, pushing the ball all the way down. Check that, that's Anthony Kling with the driving layup. Kling can't get it to fall, and the rebound right back to Brecken Schluter. Schluter down to the corner right side here, driving toward the basket. Short off the glass, lays it up and good for Grady Bresson, the freshman. Bresson's got 8 points, 46-38. The lead is eight. A little bit of a sense of urgency now among the Pawnee City players. 6.5 minutes to go in this ballgame, down by 8 points. Jack Farwell looks at the zone, works to the right side. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bobcats. We'll see who this one's on.
Number two, Mason Vosler, picks up his second foul. First foul of the fourth quarter here in this game.
Indians basketball. They'll trigger it in on the baseline on the left side of their own basket to toss it in. Is Jet Farwell. Farwell running out of time in the five count. Now it does get it lobbed into Anthony Kling at the top of the circle. To the right side, Oscar Machini, the big man. 6'5 over on the right wing. He can't get an open look. Around the horn it comes again to Farwell, looking for Martini in traffic. Skip pass across court. Machini gives it in the corner and have to chase it down over here. Is Kling. Now they find Farwell again, the open look underneath the basket. Machini in traffic, can't get a shot off. Instead comes out with it to Anthony Kling. Kling has a collision in the paint, and a whistle and a foul is going to go.
Bartu, his second, team foul number two. Randy, early in this ballgame, Pawnee City seemed to make a little effort to give Machini the basket. He had 4 points in the first quarter, just 2 cents.
Now they've been getting it to him, but only when he's clear out in the corner, not under the basket. With it now at the top of the circle again is Anthony Kling. Goes to Jet Farwell with a little lob pass to the left wing. Up top it comes to Kling again outside the three-point arc. Farwell dribbles into the lane to put up a shot. He will be fouled. Jet Farwell is going to be at the line.
That's Breckenridge Schluter, his second foul, and already the third team foul this fourth quarter on the Bobcat.
At the free throw line for Pawnee City, Jet Farwell. He's one out of two from the line so far, has 7 points in the ballgame. This one is up and good. He's now hit two out of three. 8 points. Back within seven now are the Indians, trailing 46-39. A lot of time left, John. 5:47 on the clock. Second free throw is short off the front of the rim, but the rebound comes down to Oscar Machini. He gets it out to the left side to Anthony Kling for three. It won't go. Ball tipped out by Machini. Kling's up, comes up with it again. Fall away jump shot, Kling. This one won't go. And finally coming down with the rebound. Uh-oh. Machini got hit right in the eye there. Down 5-on-4. Bobcats into forecourt. Traveling is called. Machini's going to come out of the ballgame. Not sure if he caught it in the eye or on the forehead. Maybe the
right above the eye, I'm guessing.
Okay, he's going to come to the sideline shaking up here just a little bit. 46-39. Indians down by seven. Into forecourt. Menning is back into the ballgame. They go to the corner. Anthony Kling for three. Off the iron. Can't get it. Rebound comes down to Grady Breston, the freshman. Outlet pass down court across the timeline with the dribble is Mason Bosser. He traveled with the ball, turns it back over to the Indians. 5:13 to go here.
Well, the Bobcats are doing what they can to help out Pawnee City. The Indians just haven't been able to take advantage of the mistakes here in the last couple of minutes.
The lead is 7 for EMF. EMF stands for Exeter Milligan Friend. If you're not familiar with the folks out that way.
It's not Freeman.
Pawnee City's ball, Trey Martini. Oh, Martini trying to put it underneath the basket. He was looking under there for Darius Anderson, but making the steal is Brecken Schluter. Schluter. Into the corner, down deep in the right side, trying to dribble out of there with it. Having trouble is Tyler Dew. Top of the key. They lob it all the way back up to Brecken Schluter. The lead is 7 with 4:47 to go. Pass underneath, tipped away nicely by Anderson. You kind of get a sense that maybe the Bobcats are willing to slow things down just a little bit now, John.
Timeout called by Pawnee City. They trail by 7 with 4:43 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Our score 46-39. Exeter Milligan Friend up by 7. And the Bobcats will have the basketball in forecourt. They inbound the pass to Tyler Dew. Dew picked up on defense by Drew Meniga. Back to Dew. It comes at the top of the circle. Wants to put a pass out onto the left wing. Brecken Schluter, he's had the hot hand here tonight. He's been the shooter. Here's one from the corner for three, up and off. No good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up by Zach Bossler, the sophomore. Bossler with 9 points now, and the lead up to 9. This is the biggest lead of the ball game here, and now we're at 4:15 to play. Bobcats enjoying their biggest advantage. In traffic, no place to go for Martini. Out to Martini for Meniga for three. Meniga off the back iron, bounces out of there. The rebound comes down to Brecken Schluter. Meniga follows Schluter down the floor, under the basket. Oh, a nice pass. Fed the ball inside to Zach Bossler. Bossler had three baskets like that here in the fourth quarter. Suddenly the lead is 11. Driving layup the other end, won't go. Tried to put the shot up was Trey Martini. Fast break the other direction. Try for layup up off, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul called on Pawnee City. We'll send Grady Bresson, the freshman, to the free throw line.
Jet Farwell can pick up his first foul of the ball game, first foul of the quarter on the Indians. And at the line, Grady Bresson.
He's made 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, has 8 points in the ball game. This one is up and good. He's now 3 for 3. This next one would put the freshman in double figures if he can hit it. Grady Bresson, 6'4", and a freshman for the Bobcats. Shot is up and good. Hit them both. The lead up to 13 suddenly. Exeter Milligan and Friend has just kind of taken over this ball.
9-0 run.
Yeah, 52-39 your score. Here's a long three for Pawnee City. Menega. Rebound, try for tip in, doesn't go. Kling comes up with it, puts it out to Farwell. Farwell in the paint, floater, shot is up. He'll be fouled, and we'll have Jeff Farwell at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Mikey Bartu, foul number three on him, foul number four of the quarter on the Bobcats.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Jet has made two out of four from the free throw line, has 8 points so far in the ballgame. This one is up and short. It's off the front of the rim, doesn't go. He'll get another one. Running out of time now here. The Pawnee City Indians down by 13 points. Oscar Machini, who left a minute ago with a bit of a headache there, checks back in. He'll come in to replace Darius Anderson for Pawnee City. At the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Ready for his second attempt. It's up. This one is good. He got it to fall. Pulls the Indians back within 12 now. Still 3:21 to go. Pawnee City kind of needs to turn it up a notch here on defense, that's for sure. They need to get some possessions quickly. They're capable of hitting threes and getting back in this one pretty quickly. There's the steal they needed. Jet Farwell on the fast break takes it all the way in for the driving layup. Couldn't get it, but he got fouled. He'll be at the line, and Farwell will be shooting two shots. John, that stops the clock. 3:05 to go here.
Tyler Dew picks up his first foul, and that's going to be bonus time the rest of the game for Pawnee City.
At the line, Jet Farwell. He's made 3 out of 5 from the line, has 9 points in the game. 3:05 showing. First one is up and couldn't get it. Rolled off to the left side. Every point critical at this juncture of the game with just 3:05 to play and your team down by 12. Jet Farwell, second free throw is up. That one is good. He's got a pattern there of missing one, making one. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:05 to go in the contest. Our score 52-41. EMF leading Pawnee City. We're back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon seated next to me. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Kirk, one time somebody asked me, what does the producer-engineer do? Well, he's also a magician, John. He performs the magic that gets you and my voice from here at Wymore Southern out over the airways and spread out to all of southeast Nebraska, and for that matter, worldwide on MSCSports.net. So don't underestimate Kirk Kilman's abilities. He gets it done. We appreciate it. 3:05 to go in this one. It's 52-41. Indians down by 11. Bobcats will have the basketball. They'll play it in against full court pressure. Inbounding the pass is Tyler Dew. Dew gets it into the corner. Down deep to the left side to Mikey Bartu. Back it comes to Dew. Over to Brecken Sluter. Sluter down court. They've got a 2-on-1 fast break going. Oh, they threw the ball away, and it went off the fingertips of the Bobcats. That's the last thing that EMF wanted to do here, John.
Absolutely.
They're up by 11, under 3 minutes to go. What was the hurry?
There is none at this point.
Bonnie City with another chance to try and get back into this thing. Down court they come with it. Martini goes to the right side of the lane, puts it into the corner. Machini around to the left side. Here's Anthony Kling for three. Got it. It gets interesting here all at once. Anthony Kling poured in a three. Now it's an 8-point lead. John, there's still 2:38 to go on this one. Another turnover. This gets real interesting. Down court with the dribble.
There it is.
Lasso, there's the turnover. Kling with the steal to Machini. Machini's got Farwell in front of him. Tried to go in for a layup. Got fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two. Oscar Machini, 6'5" senior, shooting two. He has been to the line tonight and has made 2 out of 2 from the line so far. He has 6 points.
Tyler Dew with the foul. He got him with the body because it was a heck of a block up top that time.
Oscar Machini shooting two. The first one is up and good. John, all of a sudden, here comes Pawnee City. 6 straight points, and they are back within 7. A moment ago, they had a 13-point deficit, and things were looking pretty bleak. If he hits this one, we have a 6-point ball game and still 2:26 to play. Oscar Machini needs his second free throw. It's up. It's good. Hit them both. He's got 8. 52-46. The lead now down to 6. Here's pressure being applied by the Indians. Uh-oh. 3-on-1 fast break. Driving lay-in up and good. Yeah, that one hurt. Grady Bresson, the freshman, got loose for the lay-in. Pawnee City. Farwell goes in. He has a shot blocked. Knocked away, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jet Farwell.
Farwell's going to pick up his second foul. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on Pawnee City.
Clock down to 2:09 to go here. 54-46. Man, the Indians had a chance to get within 4 there, maybe even 3 on that last possession. 54-46. It's an 8-point lead. Check that. The lead is 8. Now being tied up. Ooh,
timeout.
Timeout taken on the floor with 2:02 to go in the ballgame. 54-46 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Indians trailed by 3 after one quarter. They were down by 3 at halftime. They had fallen behind by 7 after 3 quarters. And now with 2:02 to play in the ballgame, the deficit is 8 points, and the Bobcats have the basketball with the lead. They'll inbound it in backcourt on the side. They get the ball tossed into Mason Mosser. He's double-teamed and nearly has the ball stolen. Wait a minute. Whistle. I think we're going to have a foul called on Pawnee City here.
Foul will go on Anthony Kling. That'll be his 4th. Team foul 3 of the quarter.
Minute 58 to go now in this third place boys consolation game. Pioneer Conference Tournament. We're at Wymore Southern High School. Here's the inbound pass. Mikey Bartu. Bartu gives it off to his teammate, Brecken Sluter. Sluter tried to feed it underneath. The ball goes out of bounds. Well, there's the turnover. Pawnee City need it again. Still a minute 52 to go. Don't go away. This one's not over. Here come the Indians. Down in a hurry. Anthony Kling, the long 3. That one wouldn't go. And the rebound taken down by Grady Bresson. Bresson hands the ball off there to Mikey Bartu, and then a whistle and a foul, I think, on Oscar.
Machini's 3rd. 14 fouls now. The next one will get him at the free throw line.
Minute 42 to go. Right up and down, the EMF band's got to be thinking this is the longest 2 minutes forever here. Still a minute 40 on the clock. Bobcats basketball in backcourt. Brecken Sluter. Wait a minute. I think Sluter just got...
No, they called a foul on Vossler, on Mason Vossler. Randy, I didn't see anybody around him.
I didn't either.
Technical foul. On 40.
That comes after the other foul, I think.
On 4, yeah. So Bartu picks up his 4th with a technical.
Wait a minute.
Called a foul on Mason Vossler first.
And then
they called it on Pawnee City.
Machini got the technical, but why would he get a technical? Wait a minute here.
Well, let's talk this over, fellas.
Yeah, the foul went the other direction. The foul was called on the Bobcats initially at the line. Brecken Sluter.
Well, that's going to take the ball away too.
But what about the first foul?
Well, if you get a technical, you get the free throws and the ball. Free throw is good by Sluter.
He got that one down. Sluter's got a basket full of points here.
I'm confused. How about you?
Oh, very. Ready for Sluter's second shot on the technical. This one is off. But the original foul was called on EMF.
Mason Vossler. Which I didn't see anybody around him.
But that's who they signaled it was on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, 55-46, a minute 35 to play at the ballgame. Bobcats now enjoying a 9-point advantage. The ball was loose for a moment. Oh, they fed it in, driving, laying up and good. Nice job getting it to Grady Bresson. Hey, the freshman's had quite a ball game. He's got 14 on my score sheet right now.
That's him in the fourth quarter.
Into the left side, Anthony Kling for three. It's rims in and out. Does it go? Clock is down to a minute 15 to go. EMF up by 11 now with just over a minute to play. Into forecourt. Oh, they fed it underneath again for the easy lay-in to Zach Wassler. Boy, they've got a lot of easy baskets underneath here in the fourth quarter. In traffic, no place to go. Menega comes to the left side, driving. Jet Farwell, blocking foul. Basket's going to count, I think. Basket counts for Drew Menega. That's his first 2 points of the evening. That wasn't Menega. That was
Farwell.
That was Farwell that got that one down, not Menega.
Solid 12 points.
He'll be at the line for the and one. Down to 54 seconds to play here. The lead is 11. Free throw for Farwell is up short off the front of the rim. The rebound to the Bobcats. In backcourt, working with the dribble, is Brecken Schluter. He's double-teamed. Schluter gets it forward. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called. Schluter will be at the line. The foul against the Indians, Jet Farwell, I think.
His third. And we're shooting two.
Schluter at the line has made 6 out of 8 from the line tonight. Got a basket full of
23
points.
Is what it adds up to on my side.
Okay. First one is up. He's got 24 now. Big night for Brecken Schluter, 6'1 senior, playing in his final Pioneer Conference tournament here. Second shot for Brecken Schluter is on the way. It's up and good also. He hit them both. It's 61-48. The lead is 13 now. Pawnee City needs to score and score quickly. Working with the ball is Martini. Martini got into traffic. Machini jumps up for a long three, banks it off the glass, rebound, follow shot, underhanded surface shot, doesn't go. Put up by Trey Martini, and with 25 seconds to play, the lead is 13. Bobcats will come down here and probably just try to dribble this thing out. I don't think Pawnee City's going to come out and foul.
Nope.
In all probability, your final score tonight is going to be Exeter Milligan, 61, and Pawnee City, 48. The Exeter Milligan friend Bobcats take third place consolation honors here in the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament. There's the buzzer. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny.
All right,
Welcome back here to Wymore. The boys' third place game is complete. Pawnee City and Exeter Milligan and Friend. Our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see
how you doing,
Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers for this game here, Randy.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers here. The final score, 61-48. Exeter Milligan Friend with the win. Looking at the individual numbers for the Bobcats, they were led by Brecken Sluter with 25 points, also in double figures. Grady Breson finished with 14. Zach Bossler had 13 in the ballgame, so three players in double figures. Adding three was Tyler Dew. Kristen Conley had three. Mason Bossler with two. And Mikey Bartu added one for their total of 61. From the free throw line, the Bobcats hit 14 out of 19 from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for Pawnee City, Anthony Kling led the way with 18 points. Jet Farwell in double figures, finished with 12. Adding eight was Oscar Machini. Six for Darius Anderson off the bench, and Trey Martini chipped in four for their total of 48. From the free throw line, Pawnee City hit 9 out of 17 at the charity stripe. The score by quarters, Exeter Milligan Friend up by 3 after one quarter, 13-10. They led at halftime, 27-24. At the end of the third quarter, they held a 7-point advantage, 42-35, before going on to the 61-48 win tonight. With the win, Exeter Milligan Friend improves to 12-7 on the season. The Pawnee City Indians fall to 500. They are now at 9-9 on the year. 61-48, your final score tonight. The Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats with the win. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it. John, let's take a little break here. We invite everybody to stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. We've got the girls' championship team coming up. The Johnson Rock Eagles, the Sacred Heart Irish, and girls' championship basketball coming up in about 15 minutes. So we're going to send it now back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny Studios.